Hey, Kings fans, Mikey here, one of your in-arena hosts for your LA Kings, and boy, do I love when you bring that energy and excitement to every single home game. Speaking of energy and excitement, make sure you check out the Kings Realm podcast. They cover everything from hockey to sports, movies, and of course, cereal. That's right, all the important topics covered right here on the Kings Realm podcast. And go, Kings, go.
Welcome to the Kings Round, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and Death Valley. Be sure to follow us on social media at Kings Round Pod, leave us a voicemail, or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So we've just started recording as the game ended.
Yeah.
So we're probably in second at this point, I think.
Oh, snap.
With a 12-9-2 record, they've gone 2-1. 1-1 was against the Ocean teams. Kraken and Sharks, you know, the ocean dwellers. And they just whoop Winnipeg's ass.
How?
I don't know, but I'm here for it. I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
Heyo!
Jordan Heckman.
We were so wrong about that Winnipeg game, and I feel so right.
And so right. Sharks game somehow. And my cousin, the goddamn Knights fan, Scott Wilson.
Fuck Winnipeg.
Why is he the goddamn?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is cold, Michelle.
It's
cold.
It's a tidbit nipply.
It's muy frío. My nipples have been hard for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hasn't been cold during the day.
I wore the onesie, the King's onesie. It's the warmest thing I brought. So
I'm sure.
It worked out pretty well.
Did you take a nap in that?
No.
Oh, that would have been epic.
That probably would have.
Yeah.
Take a nap in your little onesie. Did you put on your onesie?
Little onesie and take a nappy poo.
So let me tell you a little something about Game Time.
Okay.
Game Time. If you're looking to buy tickets, and we're not just talking about sports tickets, we're talking about theater tickets, we're talking about concerts, you should check out Game Time. Download the app, Game Time, or go to gametime.co, gametime.co, to check out Game Time's new way to buy tickets. They've just updated their Game Time picks, which makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Let me tell you, they have several things like all-in pricing, right? Mm. Toggle that. That way you get the out-the-door price instead of all the fees that you got to figure out.
Money.
They give you the lowest price guarantee.
Money.
Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference if it's a qualifying ticket, and Game Time's ticket covered. So your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. My favorite, though, feature is when you go on to check out your tickets, you actually, on the listings, as you scroll through the listings, you get to see the view from the seats that they're selling. So every seat has a view. And if you look on that, you'll also see other spectacular offers. They pinpoint all the best deals for you to make it super easy. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use promo code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it?
Game time.
All right.
Hey, we did it, guys. You did a read. I just noticed that Scott parked his truck right in the back.
Oh, yeah.
Surprised you didn't put the Raptor there.
I think it's waiting. Taco time. It's fine.
It's taco time.
It's taco time. What time is it?
Those lights don't come on. I think we're good.
Yeah. Get blinded.
I say the Raptor, but my wife calls it the Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has other choice words about it, too, that I've heard. Some that are not children appropriate.
Yeah.
But also accurate, I guess.
Burger.
All right. It's late. It's cold.
Should we do some games?
Yeah.
Hey, let's do one of the good ones first. How about that? It just so happens to be that it's chronological order. So Seattle Kraken, suck it. Worst uniforms in the league. My words, not theirs.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I'm not right.
Definitely not right.
After a scoreless first period, Adrian Kempe gets his 10th double digits goal of the season to take the lead, and the Kings don't look back after Byfield scores a power play goal, his third, also in the second period, and then Brandon Montour gets one in the third. Pretty solid game by the Kings.
Yeah.
It was
solid.
Fine.
It was good. It won.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of issues with that game.
Warren does.
I heard that. I have issues.
The problem.
I don't know if we're talking about cornhole over there or if we're talking hockey. Yes.
There is a very loud cornhole game going on.
Should we talk about cornhole before we? Oh, should we save that for later? We should probably save that.
That's maybe
that's general notables.
If we have time,
we might
have to
generally notable.
Yeah. It was, all right, moving on to the next one because I want to start talking about this Winnipeg game as soon as possible. I take it
Michelle
back.
Says hole.
Yeah,
hole, like the band.
Yes, go with that.
As in the corn.
Got
the
it.
Band.
Okay, backwards R, baby. All right, first period, Nico Sturm gets a
Nico Sturm
gets the party started for the Sharks. Unfortunately, it was a party for the Sharks and not so much for the Kings. Brent Clark gets his third of the season in the second period to tie it up, followed by an Anze Kopitar goal. Go ahead and take a 2-1 lead. We should just stop.
That was the end of the game that the Kings played.
Yeah. Fabian Zetterlund goes ahead and ties it up, followed by a Celebrini goal to take the lead.
You know what's funny is he's not reading his notes back poorly. He's messing up his no notes.
Yeah.
He's stumbling over his own words without notes.
It's the stream of consciousness.
It's a skill I don't possess. So.
I mean, that's next level.
Timothy Liljegren? I think I nailed it.
I'll go with it.
Scores one.
We said it was like Lil Jean.
Yeah.
It's his cousin.
Yeah.
Liljegren.
Followed by a couple power play goals by Celebrini and some guy I've never heard of before. And then a Luke Kunin goal to top it off to lose 7-2.
Was it that
Jesus.
Bad?
Jesus.
Was it
7-2.
I walked away before they scored that last one then.
Yeah, this is what NHL.com has reported.
I think they're fucking with us.
Yeah.
Because it can't be that bad.
Okay. No, it can't be that bad because the next game.
That is BS.
Sorry, I needed to wet my
going mind. Against the number one team in the league.
Yeah, James wants to move on. We don't want to talk about how utterly horrible that game was.
I mean, what can you say?
It was utterly horrible.
I think this is the worst performance of the year so far.
So far.
So far.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've had bad games before. The team wasn't even on the ice. It was the fifth goal for the Sharks. They just look at the bench, and they're all bewildered. They don't. They're all smiling.
What is going on?
They have no clue what's going on too. Like the opponent doesn't even believe what's happening. So that just goes to show you what kind of game this was.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. All right, on to the next, and on to the best. Good news. Nobody but a Kings player scored in this game. Or former Kings player.
I was like, wait, what?
Anze Kopitar gets it started early with a power play goal, a minute and 52 seconds in, his 7th of the season, followed by a Phil Deneau goal, his 2nd of the season, to extend the lead in the second period. As I mentioned, a former King scored a goal. It was not Alex Iafallo. It was, however, Gabriel Vilardi. Power play goal for him. To make the game a little interesting. However, the Kings just say bye-bye in the mirror to the old Jitty Jets. Kevin Fiala gets his 8th. Adrian Kempe gets his 11th on an empty net. That Fiala goal was...
Empty net.
empty net. That Fiala goal was attributed to about 8 other players before it finally landed on Fiala. First, it was, I think, Brent Clark. Got the initial shot off. And then we saw...
Leferriere.
We heard Leferriere. Mm-hmm. And then we saw Phil Deneau.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
On NHL.com.
I think they screwed up because 24-22.
And then finally, Kevin Fiala lands on him. Brent Clark, however, did get the assist on it, his 12th of the season. Pretty damn good for a not rookie, apparently. But... should we talk about how we all called this wrong?
I would like to hear from anybody that's watching or watches this if you called it right.
I would like to talk to the guy, the odds maker in Vegas, because a few hours before the game started, Dennis showed me the odds, and it was like -135 for the Jets.
No, -112 and -108.
Yeah, 108 for the Jets and -112 for the Kings.
Think you have that backwards. Either way, they're both negative.
Yeah.
And they were not that far off.
So that's essentially a 50-50 toss-up in the betting world. And nobody saw that coming because the Jets have only lost like 4 games.
Mikey said he called it.
They just lost their 5th.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to correct what I said earlier, Calgary must have played as well because they must have won because the Kings are in 3rd.
Yeah. Dicks.
Anyway,
so let's check the streak and make sure that's correct. Calgary lost in
OT1. So we got 1 point. Okay, so we were tied with Vancouver. And then Calgary got OT. So we jumped over Vancouver. We're in 3rd place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In epic fashion, though. Because how do they come back from this? What's the next game look like?
Is that Scott's niece's dad's cousin? Yes, that actually does work.
Scott's. Yep.
Yep. Is that Mikey?
Yep.
Yeah. Solid Mikey.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
It does work.
It does work. I had to. It didn't sound right.
Scott's niece is 1.
Yeah.
Then his dad, her dad, then her cousin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mikey's that cutting linguist.
Cuddlingus?
Not what I said, but yes.
It's what you insinuated.
How are your nights doing?
We're in overtime right now. 2 minutes ago.
1-1.
Well, they got at least a point.
Yes, I am watching the game right now.
In his nights.
Surprised you don't have it on up there.
Nights.
I know, right?
Then he'd just be doing this the whole time.
Probably.
Instead of looking down, like at least like he's participating. At least it
looks like
he's,
fair enough. Well, it'd look like he'd be looking at the camera. Yeah, he'd be looking at the camera. Just awkward, just like.
Why is Scott the only one looking at the camera?
We're all doing this.
Then randomly just cuss or yell yay.
Lily's looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
I live.
I am stoked that the Kings beat Winnipeg, though. Mm. I am really fucking stoked.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'll be wrong all day about calling a loss.
Hear what the networks have to say about this tomorrow. Because Jordan Heckman. For as many times as I ask you guys to do it for me, I think I'd do it for you.
I was just waiting for a pause. But I appreciate the assist.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fascinated to hear how do you transition these two games. Like, who is this team?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
The worst team in the league and the best team in the league. Yeah. Right? By who they lost and beat.
Well, I mean, after the last game, of course, all the keyboard warriors are saying that, you know, Hiller needs to be fired because he doesn't know how to prep this team for, you know, they're not ready for the easy teams, the games they should win, like all that kind of stuff. It's like, hey, just prep them to win this game.
Yeah. So let's talk about a little bit of that prep, about the massive line shakeup that the Kings decided to roll out there today. Ooh, this has numbers on it.
No, that's my Tacoma in the background.
Jordan doesn't have a Tacoma.
Not anymore. I have a foreigner. It's over there, Mikey.
It's booger green.
It is not.
If that's how green your boogers are, holy shit.
It's
what they call a forest green.
Yeah, it's a great green.
It is. It is. It's money green, maybe. I don't know. All right, your top line, centered by Anze Kopitar with Fogle on the left wing and Kempe on the right wing. I like that a lot when you first read that off, Dennis. Fogle deserves a shot at the top. He was there, I think we said last game.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I wouldn't hate to see that more. Centering the second line is Quinn Byfield. Moore on the left. Jeannot on the right. Okay. It's hard to argue with the results. It would probably be better to get our opinions before this game because it worked.
We did like it on the course, though.
We did. Yeah. We did. Hellenius? Yes.
Hellenius.
God damn it.
Hellenius.
I should practice.
Hellenius.
I should practice in the mirror when I'm naked. Centering the third line with Fiala on the left, Laferriere on the right, and finally Deneau, Phil Deneau.
You don't know.
Uh-huh. Centering the fourth line with Turcotte on the left and Lewis on the right.
Fourth line phenom, Phil Deneau.
Yeah, the only problem I have with that line is Lewis. Apparently it worked, and it also kind of makes sense as a shutdown line with maybe the respect of Turcotte.
I wonder if that's what they actually rolled out, like, at least to start the game, because you know that's how they lose.
No, they go into a shootout.
No.
I hate shootouts.
That's the worst.
just because that was reported by, what, NHL rosters on Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hours before the game, who knows, like, what they actually rolled out.
And
since we couldn't watch the game out here, we just had to listen. It was hard to tell.
Apparently Death Valley National Park is a Los Angeles market.
Yeah.
Yeah, Death Valley National Park is a Los Angeles hockey market.
They did roll
that
out.
Did they?
PR, yeah.
Cool. Your pairs are Anderson, Gavrikov, Edmondson, Clark, Mavrari, and Spence.
I also heard that they took Spence off of power play 2 and put Turcotte on it.
So are they rolling a 5-forward power play and then a 4-1?
No, 4-1. Yeah, because okay. Clark.
That's upside down.
You can see it though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're just showing off that you have a surface.
No, I'm just giving you the lines.
I believed you, and I'm not going to sit there and read them while you hold a monitor.
And for those of you not paying attention, Big Dick Dave was the starting goalie, and Portillo obviously sat bench.
So they did bring him back up.
Portillo's been up.
No, he got sent back down.
That was a paper transaction.
Copley was up for for San Jose. Yeah, they wanted. They wanted Portillo to get a game.
If I realized that,
yeah, they wanted Portillo to get a game. They didn't want him sitting that long.
So. Okay. That makes sense. Funny enough, $1.783 million in goal between those two.
It's cheap.
That's not a lot.
No.
That's not a lot. $1 million for Dave, who only gave up one goal against the hottest offense in the league.
I think that's fair to say. What their goal differential is still pretty stupid.
It's quite dumb. Also, their defense is solid. They got a great goalie.
Yeah, what is their – let's see. What is their – yeah, they're just plus 34, you know, on differential. And that's after tonight's game.
Yeah, so it was plus 37 before. Yeah.
Math. You did it.
I'm sobering up. You can tell.
Well, you went from drinking, what, like triple IPAs to ultras?
It's just an IPA.
It's a heavy IPA.
At least it back is. Into the cornhole. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to talk about
it. Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about a thing. Interesting,
though, that they are first in every category, but like 18th in penalty kill.
Interesting.
Not the best.
No.
But I mean, that's the only hole they have.
Sounds inconvenient.
You got a PK hole. They're
keeping it tight.
Do you use it for both activities?
Scott is so serious over here.
Yeah. I'm watching the shootout. I freaking hate shootouts, man.
Tell us.
Well, it's so far no one's got it in. It's into the third round.
Third round?
Yeah.
All saves? Did Hill get hurt earlier? Or did he stay in the game?
No, he's fine.
He looked like
he looked like he hurt his vagina.
Yeah, he stretched it up.
My bad. Oops.
What'd you say about?
It's called mangina.
Mangina. Aiden's got a mangina.
McKinnon just missed, so.
Did he?
Yeah.
How deep did they put him in?
That was second round. So now the third round. And then we put defense in. And former Anaheim Duck, Shea Theodore. And he missed.
Do you guys remember when you fleeced the Anaheim Ducks for Shea Theodore? That's a cool story. I love that story. That's one of my favorite stories of all time. We should talk to Zach about that.
It's kind of funny. Like, here we are, like, what, year 6, 7, where we're at now, and we still have our original Duck and original King.
Yeah.
Both defensemen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We to unfortunately ruin it for everybody. There is a Ducks fan present at this Death Valley trip.
We can blame Jeff for that one.
We can. Ducks fan Jeff.
He's pretty honest about
Ducks
it, though.
Ducks fan Jeff.
The first time he wanted to borrow extension cord from me, and Jeff had introduced him.
Like, did you say that's a good thing that I only have orange extension cords, you fucking Ducks fan?
Jeff's like, this is my neighbor. And he's a hockey fan too. He likes the Ducks, and I took the extension cord back and put it back in my trailer. And I said, "That's for you ruining Gibson's career." And he's like, "We did." I'm like, "Okay, you can borrow it."
Yeah. At least you're honest.
Yeah,
he's a Ducks truther.
Truther.
I don't know.
It works. It plays. They did. They absolutely ruined his career. I'll never forget. It was back when Christian and the guys were doing the Kings memes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Gibson was a rookie, and they were in the playoffs against the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And he won. I forget what it was like. He won the first game or something. Like the first two games, and so like it was a picture of them. Like it was like a I don't know what country, but they're like carrying somebody like up on their shoulders on the little cart thing that they
carry. Yeah.
And it's like Gibson arriving to Staples Center for game 3 or whatever it was. It's like, yeah, that's about right. And then they ruined him.
Yeah. Cause now Dolstal is like their number one. He's just kind of backing him up.
Oh, really? That's poor guy. He wanted out of there so bad.
And
too.
This game is going off. We got a point.
Nichushkin, one point.
Nichushkin got it in.
Yeah.
I'll show you my Nichushkin. What?
Hey, so why did the horn go off?
Because that is...
They are in...
They're
Colorado. They're identical horns.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure those are the same two horns.
Does he have one set up for...
Yeah, that was the TV and the TV set up playing in Colorado.
It wasn't his goal horn.
Yeah, I thought it was his goal horn. That
yeah. For the listeners, my dad has a goal horn for the Golden Knights. And whenever you're watching any feed, pretty much the horn goes off first because it reads it first. And then we get to watch it after. So it always ruins every goal.
My favorite part of though is like, he's like, it goes off. And then Warren's just like, watch this.
He did that because he had it set up for the Kings too.
Yeah.
And so it went off, and he's like, "Hey, James, come here, watch this." And Clark scored.
Walked right in. It's perfect timing.
Pretty good.
Hey, for Winnipeg's win, I think we need to bring back a segment called Grab Bag.
Oh, that's the reason why.
So I brought Grab Bag.
Oh, knowing, God.
Right? No.
Oh God.
Are you Are you strapped to your chair this time? Because the last time we did grab bag.
Did you notice I grabbed it and there's no problem?
It's because it's right next to you.
You went to put it down,
not 4 feet
way.
Away from you.
All right, so...
I like how it's no longer a trash bag.
Yeah, I had to reinforce it.
Laura called it.
Home with free because of the brave.
There you go.
All right, so we'll let guests go first. Oh. So the rules are, grab it, show the class.
Don't look.
Is there a 5-hour energy in there still?
Okay. And then crack it.
We're not all going to do it at the same time.
Oh, you want to do it at the same time?
I think we do. Yeah.
Same time, man. I don't know you.
Is this got a protective top on? It feels like a small bottle of Merlot.
I can assure you it is not.
It. That would be pretty funny if it was a small bottle of Merlot. I got it.
You guys are going to make me drink something that's going to make me throw up, aren't you?
My dad just gave me the thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like the way this feels. Oh, it's plastic. God damn it.
I don't know. I don't think I like how
much. mine's plastic.
I think I know what I have.
I don't know what I have. Can you tell? Does it need to?
Nah.
You know exactly what
I
you
think
have, James.
From everyone's choices, I'd rather have James.
Really?
Yeah.
Is mine that bad?
I think so.
Wait, can you see? All right.
So set her down.
I want you to set it down.
I just hate how you don't know anything you're going to get.
Ow!
Is this going to be like...
I like how we changed the seating arrangements this time, where Dennis has a quick exit to pee.
Yes, that
and
was.
I don't get Dennis's nuts on my.
That was completely intentional.
All right, here we go.
Cheers,
cheers, folks.
Cheers.
At least it's clear.
Yep.
Okay, it could have been worse.
Yes, I got tequila.
Yeah, that worked out great for you.
Awesome.
What'd you get, Dennis? Oh.
You got 99 bananas.
99 butterscotch.
Oh, you got the butterscotch. Awesome. I wanted that one.
It's not bad, but that was not what I was expecting.
Yeah. When you don't know it. Damn. Here, hand me the butterscotch bottle.
That is.
James is like, I want to smell it.
No, that's. I'm not mad at it. I'm just. This is like a weird shocked face I have going on.
That's got to be good.
It was good.
It's good.
Uh-huh.
With a grain alcohol. Burn.
Finish.
Yeah, okay. There is a bit of a burn.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, more of the face, but...
I got New Amsterdam vodka.
Boring. I definitely could have done much worse.
Well, we'll see how we do in round two.
Oh! No.
Well, whatever this is, Camarena tequila, 1 star, don't recommend.
No?
Yeah. Yeah.
But at least it was tequila.
Yeah.
They would sponsored you rather have the Angels for so long.
That would be great mixed with something that overpowered that flavor.
Oh, yeah.
Also, one of Jess's brands.
Oh, what I meant to say was really good.
We love Camarena.
No, we don't.
Beautiful.
Sorry, Jess. No, we don't.
Camarena.
You don't need to.
I am used to extra añejo. A little bougie, I know, but it wasn't that bad. But
it is a silver too, by the way.
They used to sponsor the Angels way back when.
Yeah.
And I remember going and like looking to buy it, and I think I actually did buy it because it was only $10.
For a bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or for a margarita at Angel Stadium?
No, it was, I went
it's
to like,
more than that.
I went to like Total Wine and like found a bottle.
Oh.
And I was like, is there anything better? He's like, nope. I was like, all right, I will try it anyway. There were people talking about, oh, it's really good. It's really good. No, it was not.
That's the silver though.
Yeah, the silver.
Their, you know, age stuff is better.
But at the time, that's all like all the Total Wine had was the silver.
Which is weird.
So. This was a long time ago.
It's weird.
Weird. It's weird, man.
Weird.
All right. Well, we survived the grab bag. Thank you very much.
Should you get us there? Should you go?
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you a little bit about Raycon before we do.
Okay.
So make sure you understand. You know, we do have Black Friday coming up, Cyber Monday, and where everybody's going to be looking for those deals. But with Raycon, you don't even have to wait. Oh, stop playing with my. All right. Raycon, you get an amazing deal on premium audio every day of the year. But that doesn't mean they're not having any sales for Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Far from it. They're actually doubling down on their amazing value by offering viewers up to 30% site-wide. So make sure you take a look at the Black Friday deal every day.
Fake.
With Raycon's Everyday Earbuds.
Sorry.
Especially if you haven't checked out their latest model, which includes plenty of new features that make them even more of a must-have for any audio lover. For example, they now feature a 32-hour battery life with multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds also come with active noise cancellation. It's a feature that is a must-have for me on long flights and anybody else. But... one that can't, that's usually hard to find.
I don't know what's happening here. It's cold.
One that's usually hard to find at an accessible price point until now.
Just showing off.
Because that's another thing. Although Raycon's quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio, Raycon starts at just half the price as the other guys. So they're already an incredible deal, even before you factor in their Black Friday, Cyber Monday deal of up to 30% site-wide. Make sure you take this time to swoop up those Raycons if you haven't already. And don't worry, if you're not as impressed as I am, Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose.
Ooh, a happiness guarantee.
It's time to save big for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get up to 30% off site-wide. That's right. You get up to 30% off everything on Raycon's website when you go to buyraycon.com/THPN. Okay.
Happiness guarantee.
It's a happiness guarantee.
I mean, are they guaranteeing my happiness?
With the product.
With the product.
I mean, okay.
If you just choose bad audio to listen
Dennis
to.
Dennis is like, jokes on you. I'm clinically depressed.
Yeah. How are you going to help me fix this? You guaranteed.
All right. Ready? General Notables brought to you by Mrs. X.
Anze Kopitar is ninth in the league in assists right now.
Wow.
Just to let you guys know.
He's on fire.
I think it's 13, and Brant Clark's not far behind him with 12.
Huh. 19 going into tonight's game.
19. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brant Clark is a little further behind him than I had originally stated with 12. I was
like, 12's not so close.
Yeah. No, it's not close. It's not bad, though.
It's not.
It's
definitely not.
I understand it is what it is with the games and stuff like that he played last season, but I still feel like Brant Clark should still be counted as a rookie. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little disappointed that he's not, because I feel like it'd be fun to watch him against a pretty decent class of rookies right now with guys like Celebrini and the whatnot.
How many years are left on his contract?
Brant Clark?
Kopitar.
It's this year and one more year.
Yeah, one more after this one. Yeah.
And then how old will he be?
Quite.
Yeah.
I think 30.
Quite.
Leading into my story, how long is he going to play? Because right now he plays.
Honestly, I mean, he drops 3% every season in like productivity. And that's, I'm pulling that number completely out of my ass, but that's about what it feels like. And he continues to lead like the top line, and he continues to mentor the younger kids. Like, I think you keep re-signing him to 1-year deals for as long as he wants to play.
He's amazing.
God. That was great. All the levels went down with
that. Is what you call peaking.
Yeah.
It's getting better than that.
That was pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We could sit here and talk about this all day with Kopitar, and we probably will.
Yeah. I just don't see him slowing down much. Like, he's a fantastic player.
Yeah, underappreciated by most people in the league.
Yeah.
It goes to
when we play fantasy, I see him coming up and you always thought like, okay, well, you know, it's a year older, but like, I'm still going to take him if he's there.
Because
he every year he produces.
Kind of like Ovechkin, right, James?
Well, you break a leg.
Sore subject.
Sore leg subject.
We'll get into that later.
I feel like tonight has the time. All right. So non-hockey news with General Notables. We kind of alluded to it earlier. But Scott and I are undefeated in cornhole.
So far.
I feel like, but.
Have not been defeated yet.
Do you want to give context on how many games we've played? I don't know the number, but it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a few.
It's into the 20s?
No, it's got to be more, because I think last night we played almost 3 hours. And then we just got called out right now for 3 more games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those.
Yeah.
Me and my partner definitely have your number.
I would say James and my dad were the closest.
Yeah, they led for a good portion of that game.
Until you meet. Teamed up for like, I don't know, what is that, 11, 12 bags in a row in the hole?
It was 11 in a row. Yeah. To finish it out.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. But let's not dwell on it.
Pretty cool thing that the Wilsons do for the cornhole games, that when you make a 4-bagger, which it's 1, 2, 3, 4 bags in the hole.
Same round.
Same round. You get to sign the board. And I got the pleasure of signing the board twice last night.
Nay. Honor.
Honor. Yes.
Nay.
Nay. Scott, care to share with the group how many times you got to sign it last night?
It was either 6 or 7 yesterday.
Yeah. He signed it once, and then it was just tally marks after that. He didn't bother to sign again. He just put tally marks.
Because he didn't bring a second Sharpie. So with all the writing he would have done, he would have wore the pen out. So
yeah. Mikey says, how old do you have to be to brag about your cornhole game?
I just know there's a lot of hate going on. There was a chant that Scott's the worst.
Yeah.
No matter who we played, they rooted against us.
Jeff started that one.
Yeah.
That's the thing about dynasties, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody hates them.
I'm not going to pretend like I'm the reason why our team is so good. It's mostly Scott.
Well, I mean, tonight proved that, right?
I played pretty well. But tonight? Shut up. I finished at least one game tonight. Anyways,
it's worst.
Like
worst.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mikey.
Worster.
As I've been telling everybody the entire week, cornhole is a 10 beer game for me. The more drunk I am, the more you're in trouble.
He's like, I have to have 10 beers to play cornhole.
Yes.
How many beers is your golf game?
Depends.
What does that translate into grab bag pulls? 10 beers or...
You know, I'm not really sure about the conversion rate because last night it started off with tequila.
Yeah.
Scott got me drunk one night on really nice tequila.
Wait, did someone just type Scott's the worst 100 times?
Yeah, that's Mikey.
He probably just copied and pasted, to be fair.
To be fair, and that's 15 times.
Mm-hmm. So. There you go.
James did some quick multiplication.
Speaking of winning this week, I think we need to just briefly touch on it because it was a non-count week. Well, it wasn't like a 50% count week. But for those keeping track, I did beat James this year in the golf tournament. However, it does not count towards the 5 years, much to my chagrin.
Is there a reverse mulligan still in play?
But I beat him by 19 strokes. What?
19 strokes?
Is the reverse mulligan still in play?
James is afraid to hit the ball for like the first 9 holes, if not more than 9 holes. I don't think you actually like hit the ground with your club until like 11 or 12.
I was ready to stop at about, I wasn't going to play at about hole 5 or 6. Mm. I think I was mentally done because I couldn't commit to hitting the ball.
He topped just about everything.
Yeah.
For the first 3 holes.
Including 2 into the water. No, I said 2. I did get under it because I put it into the water.
Who got the highest score? Was it me or was it Collins?
I haven't added ours up yet. But looking at your guys' score, it was probably you.
Probably me?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, for not playing in like over a decade.
Yeah.
I ain't mad.
Hey, I'm glad you're back on the horse.
I had fun. I might have broken my hand. It fucking hurts, but.
You had 2 stingers in a row.
I had three in a row there towards the end.
Yeah.
Where I was like, I got one really bad. I was like, that one really hurt. And then like the next shot, oh my God, that one hurt again. Yep. And then I got another one like the next hole. So.
Oh, James, you got off that last tee pretty good though. You look good.
Had a few.
Yeah.
Had a few.
Everyone had a good shot that last hole.
Well, except for Jeff.
But Jeff.
Yeah, that was fun.
Jeff didn't make it past the ladies.
Even though that still costed me and Scott. He came away with 40 bucks.
Yeah. So
even with that.
Yeah, last laugh. Yeah. He did try and pull Happy Gilmore and missed.
He did.
Completely whiffed. Yeah. That was pretty awesome. Not on his drive, by the way. It was the second shot.
Wasn't to the women's tees?
Nope.
No.
It was about 4 feet behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't quite make it.
Oddly enough, he kept his pants on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You might need to explain the rule to people.
To the
class? To the listeners. Yeah, to the class. Yeah,
well, so typically, when you're playing with your friends.
Oh, we have it on video.
And you happen to not make it past the women's tee, you're supposed to take your next shot with your pants around your ankles. Not your underwear, because that would be weird.
That would be illegal.
Yeah, that would get you kicked off the course and maybe
I'm
put,
sure
they
some
might put
courses,
you on a list where you have to knock on all your neighbors' doors.
I'm sure that in some courses, even your pants around your ankles is will get you
most
off.
Of them. Yeah.
Get you kicked off the course.
You're under the right marshal. That they understand.
Maybe even Furnace Creek. No. Not that there's a marshal anywhere, but
No, they weren't even at the pro shop. They didn't even have the pro shop, man, when I had to get a new cart. So
yeah.
We were pretty safe there.
We got a cart that was maybe at 25% charge.
Also, the lady at Furnace Creek Golf Course, kind of a bitch.
She was.
Yeah.
She was not nice.
No. So. 2 years in a row.
Excuse me, they're closed.
Oh, yeah.
That. It was that harsh.
It wasn't that harsh when she said it, but then when she stopped in the middle of what she was doing at the cash register to walk over to the door and close it and lock it, yeah. Like, oh,
yeah.
So, but when you drove the cart back, James, you like just drove it into like their yard and just found another one and took it.
So they had two more staged.
Oh, right? Okay.
And I went to the pro shop, right, to be like, hey, 46, I need to trade it out. There's a sign, be back at, and it's like 1:45, let's say. Sign, be back at 2:30. And I said, well, shit. I had to do quick code thinking. So I went back over to where the carts were. There was two staged. Tried the key 46 key to make sure it worked on 53.
Oh, they all work.
Yeah.
You go to a different golf course, guess what?
It still works.
Still works.
As long as it's a club car. So, yeah, I just put in. But then I did go back to the bar and just tell them, hey, when she gets back, let her know 46 for 53. And he's like, 46 for 53. Okay. Got it.
He didn't say a thing.
I don't care if he did.
She's charging your card for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as it's the veteran rate, I'm good.
Yeah, you guys got off for like less than half.
Yeah.
Dicks.
That was nice.
I think every time they've given whatever discount one person has to everybody, right?
Yeah. Every time, except for this time.
Yep. Yeah, except for this time.
If they wouldn't try to go look in the bar, maybe we would have gone.
Oh, you're going to blame it on Jeff and I?
Yeah.
Damn it, Jeff.
Fuck me for being interested in your establishment and wanting to spend
Jeff's
money
like,
there.
Jeff's like, oh, we're just looking.
The only
we're
person that got screwed out of that was Dennis.
How so?
Yeah, because Jeff broke even.
No, but they deserved it. They deserved it, but you were just a bystander.
Oh. I also wasn't very nice. She was like, oh, that's close. I was like, yeah, I know. We're just looking.
We're just taking a look.
Scott and I got the discount. Jeff didn't, but then Jeff got $40 from us. Yeah. So that took so his down to our discount. Yeah. So he got it.
Yeah, he got your discount.
Yeah.
Hey, that's your own fault.
Put that shit on yourself.
I felt like I needed pressure to play better, and it didn't work.
So you were welcoming this?
Yes. Right away, we did that with three holes left, and then I got a two-stroke lead into 17, and 17, I fell apart.
So it sounded like the way that Jeff kind of explained it, because he wound up like right behind the 18th tee.
Yeah.
Was that like Scott is imploding. So we had to come up with a bet to put some pressure on him to help out. So it sounded like you were imploding before.
Yes. No, 100%. That's probably my worst Furnace Creek golf game maybe ever.
I can guarantee it was my worst, but the sample size is very small.
Yeah,
I blame
that.
And
one of them was when I was actually like playing golf, at least semi-regularly.
I blame that on my Uncle Art, who wasn't here, that usually plays with us. And usually he plays so good.
People that
we
aren't
just
here.
Kind of like play to his level.
Yep.
And now I have shitty people to play with.
That's wow.
All right, Jeffrey.
I'm glad we weren't in that group.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, Scott Collins and Jeff Wilson.
Shittier. Jeff
was playing decent, but Scott was playing horrible. Where's he at?
But I think Scott had the fun award because no matter where we were on the course,
we heard Scott
laughing and yelling and hooting and hollering every time. You can tell, like, you hear a ball, like, just crash through the trees, and then all of a sudden you hear Scott just laughing. He had the most fun.
He did.
So I hope he had the worst score because he had the most fun, but I it was probably me.
I think my highlight was still Jordan spooking the coyote and then trying to chase it.
No, that coyote spooked the fuck out of me.
Coyote jumped out of the reeds.
Dude. Yeah, the coyote was like jumped out of the fucking, there's like a duck pond with like reeds around it. And I hear a splash and a crash, and then a coyote just appears like fucking, I don't know, 20 feet to my left.
He was pretty healthy too.
Yeah, he was a big dog.
He was not small.
It's a big dog.
And James is like, we're going to go chase him away.
Yeah.
Hi, Jess.
It's a wife.
That's your wife.
I don't think she could touch her from there.
You keep putting yourself where you can't see you. I'm trying to move this so you can see.
You can see her.
She's trying to hide on purpose. Whoa. Fireball's falling.
Jess, you want some of the grab bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. She said yes.
James's wife, Jess, is going to get it on the grab
she
bag
didn't
right
get
now.
To pull her own grab bag?
I want to pull my own grab bag.
Bro.
I think you should just stick with it.
Yeah, I think you should.
I think you should solid just stick choice. With it. I don't think you want to pull.
I think Uncle Warren needs one too. Hand me one.
You can't look at it. You just have to drink it without knowing what you're getting.
I'm feeling for a Jaeger shape. I don't think it's going to happen.
And it could be anything from tequila to vodka to a 5-hour energy to.
So this is not 5-hour energy, and it feels.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at it. You can't look at it.
So.
Oh, hold on, for the camera.
Yeah. You're not going to be mad.
I think he pinked.
The eyes are closed. No, we already put yours on camera.
Okay. All right.
I didn't open it for you. You're an adult, Warren.
You're a grown-ass man, dog. All right, on count three. 1, 2, 3.
Honestly, I'm kind of jealous of both of these picks.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she doesn't like it?
She does not like Goldschlager.
Warren got Fireball and Jess got Goldschlager.
I didn't know they still sold Goldschlager.
No, right? No, yeah, that's right. Actually, that came out of the stock in 1980. That's why it tastes like shit.
That was the Fireball.
You both had like a cinnamon.
He doesn't look too happy about that.
So Warren is my dad, and he's the reason I am a Kings fan, by the way. So
he's
thanks,
the reason
dad.
You are who you are.
Yes.
Pass that back.
Oh, there you go, buddy.
Because I love you.
Well, you quit that out of there.
Watch that Fireball Scotty's now with some Jaeger.
Scotty's a Kings fan because of his jeans.
Yes.
He's not even wearing jeans.
I was there when the Kings came.
Whoa.
That was in 2012, right?
That's when we came.
Jack and Cook bought the Kings in 1956. They became a NHL expansion team in 1967 to the Kings.
To the Kings. Cheers.
Cheers. Do I have to do another grab bag for that? No. Cheers.
Yeah, there you go.
That was so much.
Yeah. Figured that would help. That would help.
Even Michelle heard that. She was quick with the whoa now.
Like you said, show titles. You're an adult, Warren. There's one.
I'm beyond that.
He's fathered many adults.
So is there a week ahead, maybe?
No, I want to talk. We have some voicemails too.
Ooh.
I do want to point out one thing because our good friend, West Coast Hockey Bias, is in full form lately.
Oh.
So there's a tweet from about a day ago. Oh, God damn it.
An X.
He's eated. Is that what it is?
X gonna give it to you.
Zooted.
He X gonna gave it to us. Out of 8 drafts and 52 picks, here's a list of players drafted by Rob Blake with at least 6 NHL goals who are still on the team. Arthur Kaliev with 35 goals in 188 games.
That's awkward.
Quentin Byfield with 31 goals in 201 games. Alex Ferriere with 21 goals, 103 games. And Mikey Anderson with 14 goals in 290 games. That's the whole list. That's his point. Let's not talk about how Grant Clark is going to be on that list very soon.
Yeah.
I think Turcotte is
just making his way.
He's going to make his way there.
I feel like he's cherry picking a bit with that.
He is.
Yeah.
The numbers he chose are cherry picking. The thing that I want to talk about, though, is Kaliev with 35 goals in 188 games and Byfield with 31 goals in 201 games. I think he's got a bit of a point there. And not to knock Byfield, because he does more than Kaliev does, not offensively.
Everywhere
right?
and around the ice.
Everywhere. Yeah. But what is with the just absolute ghosting of Kaliev? I know he's hurt right now, but
I mean, it was Kaliev was that whole situation was a Todd McClellan issue, right?
But it seemed to continue on with Hitler.
You suddenly said Hitler.
I said Hitler.
I know.
You heard what you wanted to hear.
Well, maybe. It's, well, we'll see. We might be calling it something else in the season. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. It's they kept him around for a reason because they could have just dumped him, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like there was a conversation or conversations that were had that obviously we all know Kaliev has potentially an attitude problem. And that's it didn't mesh well with McClellan. Apparently it's maybe not meshing well with, you know, Hitler.
I don't know
as well.
If it has so much attitude. Well, I think it's more of an effort and practice problem.
It was, and that was the thing in the draft too.
Which maybe is attitude, I guess.
I feel like it's it can be one of the same. Those are both interchangeable.
They talked about it at the draft too. It's why he kind of felt where he fell was that, you know, the word was that there was an issue with him committing.
Yeah.
And not giving 100% and maybe not being the best teammate. So.
But there was enough of a conversation this offseason to keep him around. And not like it was that big of a deal because they could have just dumped him for a fifth or sixth round pick and nobody would have ever thought about it until he scored 30 goals for the fucking whoever else. Probably the Capitals.
Because that's where everybody else went, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, to whoever said, I saw somewhere in comment section, yo, PLD's playing really well for the Capitals. Doesn't he have like one goal?
Yeah.
Like, eight come assists. On, dude. Like, he is not playing well for the Capitals.
No. Yeah. We were watching that game. We heard his name once.
Yeah. It's, yeah, no.
And he's getting ice time on top lines.
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
And now he doesn't have Ovechkin to pass it to anymore. So now what's going to happen?
And apparently he wasn't passing to him either. So
they got to justify the payroll. So they put him as high as possible. So.
So I don't know. There was, like I said, there was something enough said between the two parties to keep him here on the team. I hope it works out to some capacity. If the guy is a 25 goal scorer for the Kings for a long time, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
That's like a Toffoli. That's like a Pearson that we need those guys.
And the Kings are so defense first that you can't have a winger that doesn't play defense.
And that's his problem.
That's kind of the problem. Right. So. I don't know, I thought that was interesting. It actually surprised me that he has more goals in fewer games than Q. That was surprising.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Just because the power play that he was getting for a little.
The power play action that he was getting and the I'd be interested to see what the total minutes are between those games, like as far as like minutes per game, because I feel like when Q first got in the league, he was getting like 7 minutes a game.
Well,
for a long time.
Kaliev is kind of in that same boat.
I think he was at the end, but I think he was getting 12, 13, 14 minutes.
I feel
a game.
Like he has more goals and fewer minutes, too.
Probably. But that's also, that's.
Fewer minutes per
he's
game.
He's a scoring winger, and Q's not.
Yeah. So I don't know. I
he's
thought
a
that
playmaking
was,
center.
Who hasn't been playing center all that often.
Right.
So
I don't know. It as bummed out that makes me feel to hear. It's not more I think about it. I'm not that surprised. I think he closes that gap a lot quicker than we think. I know he's gotten off to a slow start this season, but I think he closes that gap.
I hope he does.
He does. I guarantee it. James, you want to bet?
No, I agree with you.
Not betting against it.
I'm really intrigued from one thing you said is if you broke it down by minutes. I think we might get a little bit different.
Yeah,
I think
he cherry picked.
I'm already thinking about how I can build a spreadsheet.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's just if you go onto like Edge Stats or some shit like that. There's some stat website that has it. Like,
yeah,
totally.
Goals per 60 because it breaks it down by minutes. It's probably goals per 60. It'll get you there.
Yeah, and again, we said to start off, like these are they're clearly cherry pick stats, and I think if you augment them a little bit, I think you have a different light shed on.
His tweet was definitely a cherry pick stat tweet. I mean, who picks six goals, right?
Right,
and a minimum number of games. Like I'm not going by that. It was just surprising to me.
It gets the views, it gets the likes, it gets the interactions. Like
it was surprising to me to see Kaliev ahead of Byfield.
Yeah.
In that
totally.
Way. That's what was surprising because Byfield had a fantastic year last year.
When you're trying to be a Micro Kings influencer, like, you know, you got to get the likes.
QB has 735 more minutes than Kaliev. Hmm. That's significant. That's according to Mikey.
Fuck you, Mikey.
That is significant. And to be fair.
To be fair.
Kaliev did a lot of damage, you know, on the power play. So he was never a first or second line guy. He was always on the power play, and he did some damage there. So,
I still stand by what I said. I feel like
QB's going
to close the gap.
If you guys want to find it, there it is. Stathead.com.
I got it.
Never
right
heard
here.
Of Stathead.
Sounds fake.
It sounds not credible. Quentin
Byfield has a .61 goals per minute played.
Per minute played?
Yeah.
.61 per minute played.
That's really good.
What's that?
That doesn't sound right.
So when he plays 12 minutes, he scores
probably AI.
Like 7 goals?
Stat Muse.
Mm-hmm.
0.61 per minute played.
I'm not
going to show you the screen again.
Amused.
No. It just doesn't.
Fuck me about showing you the screen again.
That just doesn't sound right.
I'll save
that
screen. We can look at it later.
So what's,
what is Kaliev's?
Yeah. So what's Kaliev's?
0.61 per minute.
I don't know if that makes sense.
That doesn't sound right at all.
It does not sound
right.
That's
what the screen just said.
Yeah, yeah. Has a .61 goals minutes played.
I guess because it's not by game minutes.
Right. Yeah. By 60.
I think that's per game.
Yeah. That's your per 60 is per game.
Yeah.
Per minute played.
Hmm. Where's Jaden this year? Shouldn't he be here?
I mean, he should be.
All right, voicemails.
He's looking up Kaliev real quick.
Yeah. Well,
way to change the subject on Jaden.
Sorry.
0.92.
Is that better or is that worse? I don't know.
That's better.
That's way better. That's gotta be per game.
That's almost a goal a minute played. That doesn't sound right.
Goals per minute per 60. That's what I'm saying.
Goals per minute per
17 goals a game.
That's getting too confusing for me to comprehend right now.
I'll just give it to you this way. He is 1.5 times better than Byfield on this stat line.
I feel like that's because he is like a mini Ovechkin where he just like stays in a certain area on the power play, and if he can get one in, he does. Like, if it's that much better, then how do you not find a way to make it work? You find a way to make it work, right?
That's why he's still here.
You find a way to make it work.
You also had QB playing wing for a long time when he was a center, right?
He was more productive at the wing than a center, though.
He was.
And still.
He was.
That still is true.
That's where they're trying to get him, so.
Yeah. All right.
Voicemails?
Mikey said Jaden hates us.
Here we go.
Jaden was in the comments earlier.
Hello, all. As a Mark, your Canadian Kings fan, I wasn't going to call this season until I seen
Man of your word.
In the lineup.
Man of your word.
Finally, it has happened. Thank God. Oh, I could not stand seeing Edmondson and England in the same lineup night after night. Guys, this team is very mid. I am not excited about them. The offseason moves, I know I'm real late to the party on this, but I've always been a fan of what's his name, Fogel? Anyway, I've always been a fan of that guy. Since he played in Carolina, didn't like playing him against him in Edmonton. But yeah, like, what is Rob Blake continually gets himself out of sticky situations with contracts that he signs, and then immediately puts himself back into a terrible situation? You got rid of Cal Peterson, and then you dive right into Joel Edmondson. Who the dude has had a man crush on for the last handful of years. We've heard he's been trying to get him on the team. And Edmondson, you know,
he blew his load all over his contract.
He throws grenades
every
single time he tries to pass the puck, it seems like. He makes space out there. I'll give him that because people know about him hacking people down, chopping trees. But other than that, and then covering guys in front of the net, I mean, $4 million. Anyway, I know this is an exhausted topic. Move on. I'll move on.
I will say we haven't seen a ton of that.
Yeah. I like...
Right.
I like not much, really. I mean, that Buffalo game was not... I just watched the highlights and I watched Jim Hiller say that was a quality game.
That was so infuriating.
I mean, we had some good chance of scoring opportunities and stuff like that, but coaches think the most boring games are the best games. I mean, it's just always been the case.
It's fair.
I don't know. How have you guys been? I went to L.A. actually at the beginning of October to watch NoFX's final shows.
Oh,
nice.
Solid. Jealous.
Thanks for hitting us up,
Dick. It could have been better, but it was an experience, that's for sure.
Sorry, Mark.
I was also wondering, do you guys like to smash some pops during games and when you're...
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's code for beer. I think you just got Mikey'd.
That was Mikey'd. 3 minutes.
Yes, we smashed some pops, i.e. beers.
Smash some pops.
Yeah, it was, you can tell he's Canadian, right?
Hey,
you call it pop. Yes. A little about.
You want to see if it continues?
Yeah.
I'm sure it continues.
It sounds like I want to drink with him.
I got Mikey'd.
Yeah!
Did you guys ever play the drinking game? It's a fun, I used to play it in college. It's when intermission, it keeps the intermissions entertaining. When they do a intermission interview, every time that the player says, you know, take a drink.
Oh, God.
It will, depending on the player, you get pretty drunk pretty fast, actually. also, do you guys ever have a player that you like that you hate and you're glad to see leave the Western Conference, go to the East? Because William Carrier is on the Hurricanes.
PLD.
Fuck, no. I hate that fucking guy. I'm so glad that he's not on the Knights anymore. Fuck the old Knights in general.
Wow. That hurts.
Yeah.
It's the perfect time to leave this voicemail, Mark.
Yeah. Go Kings, go.
Woo!
All right.
Go,
have a good one, boy.
You too, Mark.
Wow. Was it that everyone that got contracts from that left the Knights, like, scored in their contracts, and they all suck everywhere they went? So, they got paid, though.
There you go.
Mikey said I got mentioned in Canada. I'm international. Worldwide, bitch.
Worldwide.
All right,
worldwide.
So Jaden's coming back. He's, why the fuck are you on YouTube, Jaden? Get over Twitch. Kaliev scores a goal every 5.3 games. Byfield scores every 6.5. Yeah, fuck Scott. Scott's the worst.
Scott's the worst.
Ooh. Mm. Mikey's got you, though. Not Tuck. He's still dope.
I do like Tuck.
Yeah. I think he
didn't get paid enough either.
They traded him, right?
Yes.
I cannot believe they traded him.
What that was part of someone to get cap space, I think, for Eichel.
I think that was directly Eichel, because wasn't Eichel on Buffalo?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's on Buffalo. I think that was directly to Buffalo for Eichel.
Yeah. Tuck was he was fast.
I guess if you need to make Eichel work, you're going to give up a lot of people.
Yeah.
And
you got to get some quality.
Tuck was the quality that they gave up, because that dude...
And he actually liked playing in Buffalo because that was his favorite team growing up. So, yeah.
That's kind of like
he's got a cool family story because his dad had a rink in his backyard and they would play every day.
That is very common, by the way.
Yes.
Like when you get up in like the north, like, you know, Minnesota, Michigan, like, yeah, upstate New York.
Yeah.
The backyard rinks are everywhere.
I do miss Tuck and I like him. And I think he needs to get paid more.
I was glad to see him go because he was a king killer.
Fantasy league stuff. If he comes up, even though he's on Buffalo, always take him because he's going to produce.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's not afraid to get some penalties either. So that helps in the fantasy. Yeah. Faux show.
We good on voicemails?
No, we're not. But before we do, the 2024-2025 NHL season still has that new car smell. And the action is heating up at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started at DraftKings Sportsbook. Try betting on something simple like picking a team to win. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet just $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. That's promo code THPN for all new customers. Get $150 in bonus bets if your betting team wins with just $5. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut?
No.
It's for your cock.
In Connecticut?
Wait, hold on.
I can't see the camera, so I don't know. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Blue Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bet must win to receive award. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice. Copyright 2024 NHL. All rights reserved.
I like eligibility.
How they have to specify bet must win to receive award.
That's a new one.
That is new, and I picked up on it.
I think it's the additional reward, not.
But it's still, $150.
Yeah,
to get the $150.
Still,
bucks.
Like,
yeah,
you got to win. Before it was just bet, but it changes all the time.
Yeah,
so it'll change back to something else in a couple weeks.
It's just funny.
Yes, and Krebs. I was reading Mikey's post. So.
Mikey's got Krebs.
Peyton Krebs, good. He was a prospect we had that came up pretty good.
All right. Speaking of Mikey.
Happy Thanksgiving, pilgrims.
Thank you.
Pilgrims.
Your LA Kings fucking suck.
We just beat Winnipeg.
Jesus.
I think every single person on Twitter was calling for the demise of every single person associated with the LA Kings in any form or fashion. Like, holy shit, dude.
Fuck you. You know what
that... I want to say we're going to beat the Jets tonight, because then we won't. But, like, when we beat the Jets tonight, it's going to be so comical. Like, Twitter posts are just going to be hilarious. You're going to be able to, like, the first one you see, someone seems like, oh my god!
Oh my god!
You're amazing! Mm-hmm. And then if you go on their account and look at what they posted yesterday, it's going to be like, oh my god! Shoot! Brad Pillis into the sun! So, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Or, if we're lucky, the Kings will lose to Winnipeg.
If we're lucky? Fuck you, Mikey.
9-3. 9-1. And then everybody will get their wish. And one person will get traded for one other person. And it will not have a major effect on our team. And they will continue to suck for the rest of the year. And then we'll probably barely make it in the playoffs so that we get a whatever draft pick. And we get fucked for the rest of the offseason until Rob Blake signs a new 7-year contract or Trevor Lewis gets named captain because Kopitar does an early retirement. I don't know. Now, at this point, fuck it. Who cares? The team doesn't care, so why should we? I think is the general consensus on Twitter.
Feels good.
If the team doesn't care, cheers. Why the fuck should I? All right. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Fucking be safe out there.
We're being safe.
Have fun.
Grab bags.
Shit, love you, Mikey, even though you hate me.
Right. We're doing a grab bag.
Go, Kings, go!
Go, Kings, go!
James, hit a button.
Fuck you, Dennis.
Yes. Why me?
Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
I can't get the... It's got so much more on it. I can't open it yet. There's like so much to unwrap. just throwing trash on Scott.
Dennis has had a hard time getting the top off.
No, I know what this is already because it just because of the lid. I love you, James.
Sheet of Hennessy.
Oh, yes. That was actually good.
Oh, Cass makes whiskey.
Yes, I knew what it was. Just because of this.
It's got an actual cork on the
mini. It's got a cork on the fucking mini.
Why are you thinking James? That's the one who told him to give it to you.
Because he gave it to me.
He didn't know what it was. Whew. I told him to give it to you.
I knew it was.
That
what
shape.
What the fuck is that?
For minis is pretty unique.
Remy Martin.
Oh.
Was you have bottle of Remy
Blaine?
Whiskey.
Blaine. Irish whiskey. Good.
It's good.
All right, so I got Diplomatico Stout Edition. I'm not too upset about that.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah. There's great bottles in here.
There is.
There's also some shit in there.
There is. That's why it's a grab bag. We all pretty much got set up good.
There. And there's also 5-hour energies in there.
There is 5-hour energies.
That'd be a dick move.
All right, here we go.
Is that the end of voicemails?
No, it's not. It's okay. I just didn't want to go.
More voicemails. I just want to put this one back up for a minute.
Hey, what's up, Thomas?
Tom!
Just left the Fred Meyers, and I was on the hunt for Pillsbury, like the pre-made little shortbread cookies, because I'm making a cheesecake, and that's the crust. And the dude... I got to the little fridge section that they're in, and this dude looked me straight in the eye. He could tell that I wanted some, and he grabbed all of them and then turned to the person he was with and was like, I'm going to buy you all of these because you like them.
Damn.
And so now...
I hope he got the worst head of his life after that.
I don't have a crust for my cheesecake, so I'm going to Walmart, which I never like to do. But
fair.
Kings are playing Winnipeg tonight, the Winnipeg Velardis, and I'm hoping for a big win. I'm still frustrated that Portillo hasn't started.
I follow.
I mean, what do you got to do to get a start? Like, why bring him up? I get
gotta be
it,
on
like,
the roster.
You don't want to put Copley through waivers, helps. Which like no one's gonna claim him. He's not that great. No offense to Copley, but he's a backup at best in the NHL. And
I feel like Portillo could have won tonight.
I don't know, maybe.
A little glimpse into the future. But anyway, hope you guys are doing good.
Doing
hope
great.
We get a win tonight.
Fucking
we did.
Got a win.
It was because you. Wow. That's it.
I want to hear Thomas from Washington leave that on King's Talk.
Yeah.
That same voicemail.
Yeah.
On King's Talk.
You should
talking about the Fred Meyers going to Walmart.
Tom, this is actually great. You should leave the same voicemail on King's Talk and King's Realm and see the difference in how it's received. I can tell you it's probably different.
It's gonna be different.
Yeah absolutely.
You are loved here, Tom.
We can have some fun with that, but it's gotta be.
I've had beers with Tom.
Yeah,
in Bellingham.
We technically had beers with Tom.
You
on
did,
the concourse.
Too. Yeah, you did before me.
Yeah,
that is actually true. All three of us.
We didn't go
have
get beers,
beers,
but we happened to have beers in our hands. When we were talking from Thomas,
right?
From Washington. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys have had beers with Tom, so have I.
Mm-hmm.
This can is doing a dance all on its own. It is fucking weird. It is really fucking weird. You think if it was like the wind, it would just like blow it into a position where it like just gets
stopped.
Stuck against something, but it just goes back and forth.
I feel like I need to stop drinking Michelob Ultras.
It's trying to tell you something.
I might be possessed.
You need to stop being a bitch.
Fuck you,
hey,
Dennis.
Shout out to your son.
2.6 carbs. Come
on. You know, left Twix versus right Twix.
No! Don't you
earn it!
Just hit the button on himself.
He hit both buttons on himself.
My buttons.
For the people just listening.
Just missed the Dennis and hit fuck you, Jordan.
Jordan wanted to hit the fuck you, Dennis.
Yeah. Why is Dennis's lit up red? Is that your favorite?
No, it's the file types.
Okay.
Different file types are different colors.
Oh my god, that was funny.
That couldn't
shit
have been
ever.
Any better. God damn it.
Jordan tried to hit the fuck you, Dennis button and hit both the anti-Jordan buttons.
Yep, sure did.
Mike says, ha, 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 get fucked, Jordan.
Sure did.
Yep. That might be one of the funniest things that ever happened.
He was saying before the show, too, I've never been this close to the buttons before.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
All the power.
All the power.
All the power to fuck yourself in the right in the face, Jordan.
He still couldn't reach, though. He used his phone to reach.
I was trying to be sneaky, and I thought that was like the best way to do it. And I don't know.
My phone all lit up. Just smack it.
Michelle said, Jordan fucked himself.
Sometimes you really get it done. Sometimes you gotta get it done. You know what I'm saying, Michelle?
How good were you?
Won't be the last time.
Obviously good. Everyone knows how to get it.
No.
Oh my god, that was fucking hilarious, right. Jordan.
Lower
it!
Excuse me.
All right, I gotta find the thing.
Huh. Does Dennis have the pee yet?
I actually do.
I don't know, I haven't felt this nuts on my neck yet.
I'm not ready to like jump over Jordan to pee yet, but
that would
do.
Be inconvenient for you.
It would be impressive.
You know what? If it's that bad and I got to pee that bad, I'm still rubbing my nuts on your neck. Now I'm going to go run over there.
Swear to God. next game is Friday against the Anaheim Ducks. Is Zach going to be here?
Oh, John Luke says two thumbs down.
John Michael is going to give that a win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we care what their standings are?
No.
I got to see where we are.
Are you sure? Because they're seventh in the West Pacific.
You always call win against the Ducks.
8-9-3. That's the rule, isn't it?
Yeah.
4-5-1 in the last 10. They are 4-6-1 at home. We are at the Ponda. I believe. Yes, we are.
That is a Royal Army invasion, by the way.
Oh, so, there you go.
Yep. Get your tickets.
So
check out Royal Army.
Friends of the show, the Royal Army. They're with a negative 10 goal differential. We're all lost. Our win. Sorry. Pardon me. Scott.
Got some M&Ms.
Yes. The fuck, John? Oh, I can't see what
just
the light.
Throw something.
Just throw one.
They're throwing candy at us, by the way.
You want a Milky Way?
I got Twix.
Oh, a Twix? Oh, yeah, you can keep Twix. You
can keep the Twix.
What, did you get left or right? Because I only eat lefts.
I got it right.
There you go.
Does it say right?
Yeah, it does.
That is hilarious.
What, are you I fucking new, lefts. Dennis?
I am new to mini Twix.
The lefts are enrobed in chocolate, and the rights are drenched. I just don't like drenched.
You like to be enrobed?
I only eat enrobed.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so we have Anaheim. All of us called wins.
That's funny because I drenched you last night.
I didn't even hear what you guys said, but we all called wins.
Yep.
All right, what's the next game?
Hold on.
Did we get into the next game yet?
Nope.
Okay. I got distracted by John, so we'll.
I feel like we should get the caveat that John is throwing candy at us.
John Michael. Mm-hmm. Oh, and also pre-production, Liv helping set up the studio here. She was way more helpful than I was.
You just stood on the stairs and like
watched. I set up that light right there.
She has to help, and she
it's
actually
gonna be funny
helped.
When that one like dies.
It was gonna be the first one to go.
I can't tell you how many times you'll have kids ask to help, and then they just don't really want to help. They just want to be there. She wanted to put work in.
She did.
She helped out, and she literally set up all.
It was
she's
adorable.
Good with that.
You know what's really cute too? She even like sat down, Jordan. See, she's like, "Can you see me? I want to make sure you have a clear shot." And she checked to make sure. Man.
No, and it was so funny. You're like, yeah, I can see you on the camera. She's like, no, I want to make sure you can see.
Oh, yeah. 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 It was eye contact.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't catch it at first. I'm like, oh, okay. Let's see. Perfect. And I'm like, so A+, Dennis.
She's very helpful.
Huge help.
Yeah. When she wants to.
Huge help today.
Man, she's got a great mom.
Yeah, she does.
And an uncle.
You ask her to clean her room, though? Completely different.
Scott's knees. Give it up. Give it up for Scott's knees.
All right. On to the next one. Senators. They are
that
in town.
Worked very well, by the way. I just want to call that out.
He
held it for
I did.
Good work,
thank
Jordan.
You.
Good
thank
work.
You. Thank you.
I just want to call you out for doing something right
that
tonight.
That was the highlight of my night right there.
Besides hitting the buttons, you did that very right.
Make it two, John.
Make it two.
Make it two.
Anyone else?
Good.
Ottawa Senators, they're from Canada.
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Oh, they're seventh in the Atlantic. 9-11-1. They are 3-6-1 in their last 10. They are 3-6-0 on the road with a -2 goal differential. That's a win.
How many games do we have this week?
Thrice.
Three? Okay. Just want to make sure because I don't know if you know. I'm going 3-0 because we just beat the fucking Jets. James, you're going 3-0 as well. Scott?
Yes.
Win?
Win.
Yeah.
Win.
Okay.
Do you want to know who we're playing before you call 3-0?
Nope.
Nope.
We just beat the Jets.
Okay, well, do you want to know that we're
Wait, how bad is the team we're playing, though?
Do you want
to
know?
What the fuck just happened? I'm trying to FaceTime somebody right now.
Who?
I don't know.
Because.
Do you want to know how many games you have off? Or we have off in between this game and the next game?
How many days? No.
Watermelon, please, if you don't mind.
I actually won the cranberry. Okay. So that worked out.
That's because you have a UTI.
Is it real cranberry juice?
Yeah, it's actually they use. I believe it's 10%.
I ask because I'm.
Of course, it's 10%.
I always worry about playing like.
I believe it is too. I'm not even fucking around.
It's 10% juice.
When you play like a really good team and you follow it up with a really shitty team, I feel like sometimes that shitty team can drag you down.
Totally. Or if you play a really shitty team before you play a really good team.
So. We're playing Ant Ducks and then who?
Ottawa.
Okay, that's a win-win. And who's third?
Okay, so they have 3 days off.
Yeah.
And then they are at home against Dallas.
Ooh. Oh, no, that's a win.
Ooh.
Yeah, 3 days.
Dallas just lost to the Ducks tonight.
Yeah. I feel like Dallas is good and they'll actually, the Kings will play at their level and more.
Dallas is 13-8-0. No overtime losses. Last 10.
No overtime losses.
Yeah. 6-4-0.
Means they have to lose sometime.
They are 5-6 on the road. Most of their wins come at home with a +16 goal differential.
Do it.
Come on.
Do it.
I don't want to.
I can't hold shit that long. Do it.
I don't want to. 3-0!
There you go. Willock.
Hey, did you just hear what the fuck you just said?
You already told me I had to do it, so.
Yeah.
Going with it.
I mean, we're not changing any scores this week.
Mikey said we're going 1-2. Name
which,
them.
Which motherfuckers, he we says, are all tied.
Dallas is
12.
Absolutely destroying us. Bitch. It's Filipino Heritage Night. Robertson is getting at least 2 points, and the Stars are winning 4-1. That's some detail. I like how he ties in Filipino Heritage Night and Robertson getting 2 goals.
And Robertson growing up in the area.
That is some shit that you would pull.
That's. And he's saying win by 4-1. It's like when Mikey, in pregame, Mikey Alexander, in-game host arena, or Mikey, he I don't know what I just said.
Did you just have another stroke?
No, they're selling a candle. It says, smells like a King's Wind candle. That's the scent of the candle. And he goes,
I appreciate it.
Wait.
Smells like a 5-2 win. And we win that night 5-2.
Nice.
Like pregame, just a promo for King's Care Foundation.
I didn't know we were allowed to joke about James's stroke.
Yeah, yeah.
We can do that now.
I don't know if we are, but we do.
Okay.
I say we are because James made the first joke about it.
Okay. So you let us
I
in
feel
the window.
Like he opened
then,
it up.
And then there was stroke of genius.
The stroke of genius, which was Mikey. Which I thought was going to win the voicemail competition, but freaking Russell just laid it all out there. But James led us there.
Okay.
Mikey says the best. James just had a James.
You know what? I think that plays better.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yep.
Well, noted. Shaka.
Scott Collins' tummy.
Speaking about going, right getting the high score. Scott Collins!
No. I was going to say, how many strokes did you have?
You're blocking the camera, Scott.
117. 117 strokes. Probably 12 less than you.
Maybe. Oh, wait. We have a mic, right?
Yeah. No, that's the camera.
That's just the camera.
Hey, put your face right in front and say hi.
Don't move it. Don't move it, John.
No, John's holding. Holden.
It turned. I don't think you count the strokes he had today. Or that guy.
Oh, it is definitely turned. A little more. Keep going. There you go. Perfect.
A little more.
No, we're good.
Let's get back. If Dennis has said that's my favorite spot.
Whoa. You weren't supposed to say anything.
So,
well, let me get it out of there then. Fuck you, Jordan. Whoa. All right. Doss, is that it?
Get us out of here. I disagree with Mikey. I think Kings will win.
I mean, he had way too many details to be accurate.
Yeah.
So.
But.
We're all 3-0, right?
Yep.
I mean, we just beat Winnipeg, so we're. Yeah. I mean,
we're back to rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah, rainbows and butterflies.
Proven otherwise.
Yeah, we're on top of the world, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
How's the cornhole board looking over there?
I think we should go play again.
Yeah, should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we end this? Do we have anything else?
Oh, wait. They're up like 60 to nothing. They're like
probably in the 30s, Scott, but okay. Don't make me blush.
I don't know, dude. 3 hours of cornhole.
3 hours.
That's a lot of games.
Well, average game.
It's
five to 10 minutes
with them playing. Yes.
Yeah.
With other people playing, probably 10 plus, but with them playing 5 to 10, I'd say.
Yeah.
Wait, are you past 10?
So you're getting 10, 12 games an hour.
Beers.
So
yeah.
Probably. Oh yeah. 30s.
So we're good.
Yeah. We're fine.
I was thinking
I'll probably do a couple shots.
Do you want to do shots?
I feel like three grab bags.
All right, be sure you're following us on social media, Kings Your Own Pod. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. You know what? Shit. Who's got a phone? We got a phone. I think there was a text. Was there a text?
There was a text, yeah.
There was a text. I should.
Oh, I don't, just pulled. I don't like it.
I'm really trying to get the fuck out of here, but there is a text and I want to be fair. God, fuck you, James.
You've got a Diplomatico.
Damn it. I did, but like, what is this? Is this something I will drink?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna drink it, so.
Yeah, it is.
Jordan, am I okay with this?
Yeah, you'll be right.
Am I cheating?
What am I looking for? Oh yeah, Google Voice.
Oh, you got the same thing I did. I'm pretty sure.
Text.
I'll trade you.
Oh, it's Tom from Bellingham.
Tom.
He said, "Hey, what's up, Thomas, and Bellingham?" No, wait, that's voicemail. No, that's voicemail transcription. Okay, here we go.
Wait, where's Scott? Scott, here you go. Grab bag.
Close your eyes, Scott.
I think this might be Jaden. Oh, it's Steve. It's Steve.
It's Steve?
Happy Thanksgiving, King's Realm.
Don't look. Us.
I wish I could be there, and I wish I could join the live stream, but just had a Friendsgiving with our neighbors tonight.
Okay.
Can't hate on Friendsgiving. Us. Friendsgiving is awesome.
Oh, fucking
yeah.
I'm watching the game delayed. Hope you're all having a great night. And week. I'm thankful for you all. Go Kings, go.
Thanks
go
for,
Kings,
you, for go. You too, Steve.
Go love Kings, you, Steve. Go.
Love you,
me
love you,
Steve. And my LinkedIn friend, Steve.
Your LinkedIn friend, Steve.
Hey, enjoy yours. You better enjoy yours.
Wait, hold on. I'm not even open yet. Oh, God, it's yellow top. Well, I don't know what that means.
I do.
Probably bananas.
Nope.
Oh, fuck. Cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
That's what you have.
The fireball.
Nope.
You can't even guess. Ooh, it's not a bottle you can buy.
What is it?
What do you have? 99 blackberries.
That is interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's Natty Light.
I don't hate it.
It's
strawberry lemonade Natty Light?
Never seen that as a bottle. It's just a...
Just a
what
just
is
a mini.
It, though? But what is it?
It's just alcohol. Like pure.
It's just alcohol.
It's just rubbing alcohol and they mix some like fucking strawberry lemonade in it.
Be able to be in balance pool table.
Have you seen this shit?
Table to that next year.
Never.
What?
What was that one?
Mikey said.
I don't hate
blackberries.
It.
Blackberries. 99 blackberries.
All right. Voicemail text 562-317-0087. We're fucking leaving.
I thought we're done. Go, guys, we're done.
4J's looking like Jordan Heckman.
Fucking Scott Wilson.
Scott Wilson.
He's your cousin. You don't know his fucking name?
No, I know his name. But his team only got a point tonight because they lost in the shootout.
That's fine.
Because shootouts are awesome because the Knights suck at them.
Yeah.
Apparently.
We do.
So.
Yeah.
And fuck you, Scott Collins. I'm Dez Wilson saying.
Top score.
Go, fuck Kings, go, go, Kings, go.
Go, Kings, go. Go, Kings, go.
I still found a way to fuck that up.
He's waiting for the delay.
Yeah.
I was. 5,000% was compensating for the delay.
How did they say it? Jordan can fuck up a wet dream?
Okay, so Mikey said, I bet Scott wouldn't be able to bring a balanced pool table to Death Valley next year.
But he couldn't come to Death Valley next year.
Yeah, so there you go.
He's in Oklahoma. That's a hell of a drive.
Hey, that's back on you, Mikey.
Yep.
Back on you. Mikey all said, good call, Steve. I'm thankful for you guys, too, at Kings Row Pod. And Scott and Jess and Scott's niece. Michelle said, and Michelle and Hannah and Jaden and Steve. He went down the laundry list and many more. Thank you, everybody, for checking in. I'm thankful for you too, Mikey.
You missed the best one.
And Russisa
and
Tom.
Boobies.
And boobies, which haven't happened tonight.
He's looking for a wife right there.
She's failing at her duties. I'm sorry, what?